Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Time to play Music Master and see if we can crown ourselves a champion today. That would be nice. And it'd be nice if it would be Danielle O'Sullivan in Dublin. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you? You well?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
What's going on with you? Any crack?
I'm at home. I'm on maternity leave, so I'm just here with my little six-month-old boy called Brody.
Ah, Brody's 6 months old. How are you getting on with him? Is he sleeping at all?
Sometimes.
Spoken like a true mother of a six-month-old. Yes, I know, exactly. There are sometimes hours of sleep, Dave. I just don't know what they are. I haven't been part of it.
Exactly.
Well, let's
hopefully,
see.
Hopefully you'll be quiet while we're doing this.
And let's see if lack of sleep is affecting your musical knowledge in your brain. Let's jump into round one and see what category you're going to get.
Round one.
So three to choose from. You can have Jimmied the Rock, Groundhog Day, or Selfish. What would you like, Danielle?
I'll go for Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, a movie that came out in 1993. So I'm going to ask you questions about music released in 1993.
Oh, no.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see how you do. He was never going to give you up, but who actually retired from music in 1993, age 27?
Oh, I can't think. Keep going.
Rick Astley. Who had their first Irish number one with O Carolina?
No idea.
Shaggy. Did Culture Beat have a hit single about Mr. Vane or Mr. Modest?
Mr. Vane.
It was. Lulu featured on Relight My Fire. Who was the boy band?
Take That.
Yes. Name the pink and yellow TV character who released a song of his own name and went to number one.
Mr. Blobby?
He did. In Utero was the 1993 album from which grunge band?
Oh, pass.
Nirvana. According to Blur album title, Modern Life is what?
Oh, pass.
Rubbish. George Michael's live debut of Somebody to Love was the number one. Who is he duetting with?
Pass.
Queen. Who turned themselves into a symbol?
God, I've no idea.
Prince. Creation Records made a very exciting signing this year, Oasis. Name the two Gallagher brothers.
Liam and Noel.
Yes. True or false, Elton John had to abandon an Australian concert when he was sworn... Oh.
True.
It is, but I didn't quite finish the question, so I can't give it to you. But you did get a good score of 4 there, Danielle.
Okay,
we're going to improve that now as we go to the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Now, the bonus round is beat the intro, okay? So all you got to do is give me the artist and title of each song before they start singing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and they're all, your clue stays the same. They're all from 1993, okay? So here's your first one.
All That She Wants, Ace of Base.
Yes, All That She Wants, Ace of Base. That's a point on the board right there. Let's jump in now to the second one and see if you can get this.
Something by Nirvana, is it? No, it's not. It's R.E.M. something. No.
No, not there. That's actually Radiohead and Creep.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah, hang on. Try this one, though. See if you can get another one.
R.E.M. Everybody Hurts.
R.E.M. Everybody Hurts. Yeah, I thought you weren't going to go back to R.E.M. I was worried there. But you're absolutely right. So an extra 2 points comes from the bonus round, giving you a score of 6 overall. Very good, Danielle.
Great.
Yeah, we'll see how that puts you in a position to go into the final or not after John has a go. He's going to have a go in a couple of minutes' time. But well done so far, and sit tight. We'll find out who's going into the final in a few minutes.
Music Master on
FM. Right, Danielle had a go. Danielle scored a score of 6. And let's see if John Kane can do better than that. John, good morning.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Good, good. Am I right in thinking your brother Liam had a go at this before Christmas?
Well, he kind of more than had a go at it. He pretty much smashed it out of the park. It's taken me 6 months to get on, and I'm not sure I'll manage what he did. He got like 29.
Oh, stop.
Triple the score.
All that. Yeah, and did he get the final round of becoming Music Master?
He won the final with, it was a Christmas one, so it was Mistletoe and Rhyme by Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard, right. I see. And weren't I... Am I right in thinking you guys are dentists?
Yeah, we're both dentists. Last time he was on, we were at work and it was sort of a quiet morning just before Christmas. We were winding up.
Yeah.
He had the benefit of my help, but he's on holidays this week, so I'm all alone.
You're flat out.
I am off work, though.
So. Oh, you're off work. Okay.
The owner's there. My wife is working.
Brilliant. We were talking earlier on in the show about small talk and how dentists to do that when they have, like, devices in your mouth. Yeah, but you always wait until you're, like, squirting something in, going, here now, tell me about your mother. How's she getting on?
And but the great thing about that is you can impose all sorts of opinions on people at that stage as well. Yeah. They can't answer back.
They can't answer back, exactly. Right, well, I do need you to answer back as we jump into Round one. So you got to pick your category. Groundhog Day is gone. Danielle chose that, but you can have either Jimmied the Rock or Selfish.
I think I'll go with Selfish, please.
Selfish. These are songs that mention me or I. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. We're talking away. I don't know what I'm to say is the opening line to which song?
Is Take On Me by Aha.
Is Look What You Made Me Do appeared on the 2017 album Reputation. Who's the artist?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yes. Where did the Black Eyed Peas sing about meeting me?
Don't know. Pass.
Halfway. Blondie's song Call Me named their iconic lead singer.
Debbie Harry.
Yes. Me Against the Music was a hit single for which pop star? Britney Spears. Conversation Overload Got Me Feeling Vertigo is a lyric from which Dua Lipa song? Is it Houdini or Training Season?
Houdini.
It's actually Training Season. Okay. Who teamed up with Elton John on the song Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Is it George Michael?
Yeah. DNCE sang Talk to Me Baby and Cake by the Ocean. Which member of the Jonas Brothers is in the band?
Joe Jonas.
Yes. What line comes next? The bridges were burned, now it's your turn to cry.
Pass.
Cry Me a River. Was Me, Myself and I a hit single for De La Soul or De La Salle? The drums are in.
De La Soul it was, yes. Yeah.
We can't give you that one because the drums are in. We can't get you a score of 5 there. Very good, John.
Okay.
Let's jump into the bonus round.
Bonus round.
Now in this bonus round, you'll have to beat the intro on songs that mention me or I, so same category, beat the intro. I need the artist and title before they start singing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's your first one.
Let me be your hero. Iglesias by Hero by Enrique
yes.
Iglesias.
Yes, Hero Enrique Iglesias, yes. And the bit of him whispering doesn't count, so that's the correct one for there.
Okay,
see if you can get this one.
Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out.
Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. Spot on. That's brilliant. And if you get the third one right, you will be like your brother and you'll triple your score. So let's see if you know this one. Artist and title, please.
1,000 miles
by Vanessa Carlton. Yeah, he's only gone and done it. Well done.
Yes. Brilliant.
So there you go. You've tripled that score of 5. That's gotten you as far as 15, which, of course, puts you into the final. Excellent round out of you, John. Well done.
Thanks, Dave.
No worries. We've got to say goodbye to Danielle O'Sullivan. Danielle, hard luck.
Oh, no problem.
I'll send you out a Dave Moore mug, and you can have a cup of tea out of that, and a big hi to Brody for us.
Great. Thanks a million.
See you, Danielle. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, John, well done. 15 is going to get you into the final. We're going to find out if you've got what it takes to match your bro and be a music master. Yeah.
Master.
Now, John Kane, how are things?
I'm grand, Dave. He's shaking like a leaf here at this stage because there's a lot at stake to go one better than Liam. And going one better, but you hadn't brought in the 250 quid.
Oh, that's right. So yes, so you'll have...
I could go a level up.
Yeah, and that certificate will hang on the wall of the dentist office then as well, of course, if you get your hands on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's jump into the final round and see how you do, okay?
Okay.
Final round.
Right, John, in this final round, you're going to get 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then all you have to do is tell me within 10 seconds who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right. The year is 1992. The place is Albuquerque, New Mexico in the United States. And the lyric is, "But I cover up, won't let it show."
So it's somebody about 32. Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, Taylor Swift.
No, it's none of them, I'm afraid.
No.
It's Demi Lovato.
Okay. I think you could have given me an hour of it.
You mightn't have said that. Well, look, I cannot, unfortunately, crown you a music master, but I will send you out the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, and you can listen to whatever you like on that. And a big hi to the brother Liam when he gets back from his holidays.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, John, nice one.
See you, Dave.
See ya, bye. So John can't be a music master, but maybe you can. I'll give you the chance to win tomorrow, just before 10 o'clock. I'll open the lines, see if you have what it takes to take on the Music Master quiz and be a music master. Win all those prizes, the €250 in cash, the certificate with your name on it to hang on your wall proudly that says you're a music master, and a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code PODCAST before checkout for 50% off your first week.